Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, the Chamar Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Shin Samchei. Hizir HaMelech Meharbas Mamun Miyuchad La'atzmai, V'armo Kesef Izab La'yar B'loy Me'oid. That a king is born, this Shir Shiv Yischus V'armar Shichyu, Yischus Chayu Chevet Fegem Asrichal Dizbasya, Maris Esther Basrib Shmuel, Chanutzuk Menasat Al, Chanutzuk Meir Zev. The king is warned not to have too much money for himself. Former Ketzav Zorba Layar B'Loy Me'oid. He shouldn't have too much money. The Rambam changes here in his Lashon from what he writes in Shin Samach Gimel. Both of them, we learn in Shin Samach Gimel, is talking about not to have too many horses. Both of them, we learn in the Sugya of Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Aleph that Lo Eino Marbe Marbu Kedei Richbo Forash of his Nalada. Be marbe for himself, but he's allowed to be marbe for his fleet, what he needs for his, not for his own personal covet, but for what he needs for his soldiers. He's allowed to have horses. We also have, that's lo eino marbe, not for himself, with a vav, but he can do for richbo parashav. We also learn the gavri because of his vav, lo, we have a miut, lo eino marbe, he's not allowed to be marbe for himself, but he's allowed to be marbe kedei liten aspanya in order to pay the salaries of his soldiers. However, l'inyan ribui susim, when it comes to having too many horses, b'ikar alav, the Rambam writes, shehizir ha-melech meharbo susim. And only afterwards, b'gir gedra ha-mitzvah, he's mechalek, that he shouldn't have a sus ratz lefanav. In other words, it's mutter that he should have susim. It's, the Rambam says that it's mutter to have horses that he's going to put in the stable in order they should be ready for war. He just shouldn't have a horse that is ratz lefanav, that's there to run before him. However, in Yerissa Ribui Mamon, he's koveh for this halacha, v'ikar hagdoras halav, this inyan of it being for himself. In other words, when it comes to Ribui Susim, the Rambam says just that he's not allowed to be marv susim. And then he defines it as, what does it mean, ribui susim? When is it an isser of ribui susim? When it's ratz lefanav. When it's not ratz lefanav, there's no ribui susim problem. If he's allowed to put it away in the stable. Not as part of the ikar gedra halav, but as an additional aspect. Together, zesh lo yelo sus ratz lefanav afilu sus echad. So that's not part of the ikar geder laf. Hisir hamelech meharbas susim. That's the laf. And then he says he's not allowed to sus ratz lefanav. He's allowed to put it in his stables in order that it should be ready for war. And then in Shin Samachay, 365, the Rambam says hisir hamelech meharbas mamon miyuchad laatzma. Here the laatzmai is part and parcel of the very ikar halachit. She's a devout meod manyan. Why the Rambam does that? Why the Rambam here puts the miyuchad la'atzmai as part and parcel of the ikar halacha, unlike what he does by the horses. The Rambam in Malachim 3:4 writes, there the Rambam, when he's defining the very essential lav, the lav is not allowed to be marbe la'atzmai, as opposed to the horses where it's not allowed to be marbe, and then afterwards he says, and the halacha is that that's only if it's la'atzmai. But by man moment, it's part of the ikar geder halav. He writes that it's la'atzma. As b'viur advarim nira, nachnu lomdim et sefer ha-mitzvot im perusho shel hagon refer lakoin kunstler, shlita. As in achon, shebeotam shnei lavim, we learn low. And those two lavim, we have a din of low. Nevertheless, they're fundamentally different. There's a fundamentally different Yalfusa. When it comes to ribui susim, isodo mishum drasha. Ma nechlal biisur ribui susim. What's included in the iser of ribui susim? Dahainu, shehachefza shel haisur hu ribui susim. Rak lomdim milo. The cheftz of the iser is ribui susim, and lo is a miut that it's only aser if it's for him. If it's not for him, it's not included in the iser. Mashenkein linyan ribui kesef is zav. It's not stami alfusa to learn what's included in the iser of ribui kesef is zav, but rather it's coming to be megala the ikar mahus halav. Ve'en ze lav al ribui kesef stam, ela shekol ikar halav hu shelo yarbe lo kesef is zav. Here by mammon, the yikar is that it should be for him. That's the etzem alav. By horses, the yikar alav is that he shouldn't be mar b'susim. Here the yikar alav is that he shouldn't be mar b'mammon la'atzmoi. Ba'ofen, shehalos shel susim, inyano yalfuta b'dinei iso b'ribui susim b'lo, to him, of susim is a yalfusa in the din, of the iser of ribui susim, mashenkein the law of kesef zav, that's included in the etzem geder halav of the lo yarbe lo, the lo to him of kesef zav, that's included in the etzem in the etzem halav in the chibur, and the halav shel ribui susim ulo mazkir et hayalfusa shel loy, rak ukovei liikar halacha shekedei merkavto mutar. In the chibur, when it comes to the lav of ribui susim, he doesn't mention the alfus of lo. He just koveya the ikar halacha that kedei merkavto is mutter. Kedei merkavto is mutter. What he needs for his soldiers and the like, that's permitted. And he doesn't mention the alfusa. And that's kedarko, that the Rambam doesn't mention yalfusas. The Rambam doesn't mention limudim. However, le'inyan ribui kesef izov, Rambam kotev b'soch halacha daled, b'tsof halacha daled, ve'ein isur ela laharbot la'atzmo b'veit genazav, sh'ne'amar, lo yarbe lo. The yisur is only to be marbe la'atzmoi in his base genazav, because it says lo yarbe loy. So here the Rambam brings the alfusa. We have to understand why the Rambam changed over here. And he brings the alfusa of lo yarbe lo. It's only if it's la'atzmoi. As neram evuar lehedyak vidvareinu, shelinyan ribui kesef izahav, it's not begeder yalfusa. Linyan ribui kesef izahav, it's explaining the ikar lav. The ikar lav, the primary definition of this lav, is that it should be la'atzma, shelo yarbe loy. And it's not midine ha-mitzvah, shemutu litein la'aspanya, that you're allowed to have extra money for the soldiers. Rather, the whole ikar iser is la'harbos lo. And memei la'aspanya's mutter. So the Rambam therefore brings the alfusa, because he's explaining the ikar gather halav. Mashenkein came when it comes to the horses, the ikar gather halav is not to be marbe horses. And there's also a din that if it's kedei merkavto, it's mutter, that's the alfusa, but it's not part of the ikar halav. Okay, gevaldik. So now we'd like to explain what is the reason for this chiluk, ikar hageder shel otam shnei lavim. So we could explain that based on what we learned in an earlier shir in the gather of lo yarbe lo susim, that you shouldn't be like other kings. Other kings have susim ruts lefneim, they have horses running in front of them. Don't be like those other kings. V'kevin shekein, v'gabe ikar alav, v'chora ein bein ribui susim, v'tzorich merkavto. So v'gabe the ikar halav, there's no difference between being marbet l'susim for his merkava and for a suits laritz lefanav in a horse that's running before him. Because we can say that this is all included in how kings act when they have ribui susim. And therefore we need especially alfusa to teach us that kedei merkavta, what he needs for his chariot, is permitted, and it's not included in the Yisr, because you would say that the gabei ikar halav, the ikar halav is ribui susim. So what does it matter if it's kedei merkavta and sus laretz lefanav? He's being noe kiminik shar malachim. So memela, we need yalfusa to say kedei merkavta is not. However, with respect to the lav of ribui kesef and zav, that bepshitus is an iser ba'alma al ribui mamen, there we can say that the pasuk of lo yarbe lo is explained kipshuta, and the whole ikar lav is lo yarbe lo. In other words, when it comes to the horses, there the iser is to be like other kings. And therefore you would say that anything is included in being like other kings. Ratz lefana, letzorach merkavta. Therefore, we need a special alfusa to say that letzorach merkavta is mutter. Mashenkem, when it comes to ribui mamen, the yisur is the etzim ribui mamen. So therefore, a ribui mamen for himself. So therefore, we explain the pasuk kipshuta. That's pashat in the pasuk. Lo yar below mamen. It's not together an additional yalfusa. It's part and parcel of the din of the pasuk. Lo yar below mamen. That's the whole Ikar HaYisr. That's because that's the primary definition of this lav. The primary definition of this lav is that it shouldn't be for him. If it's for him, it's Asr, and if it's not for him, it's Mutter. That's the law. So you don't need any special Yalfusis. The limud is Kipshuta. In other words, it's Yalfusis telling you Pash Pshat. Whereas when it comes to the Ribui Susim, the Yalfusis is an additional to the Pashpshat is that he's not allowed to be like other kings. That's why he's not allowed to have lots of horses. And then we have a Yalfusa to say, however, there's a heter for Letzorach Merkavta. That's one way we could explain. However, we could explain differently. And that is based on what the Rambam writes in the Chibur. V'lo yar b'lo kesef v'zov. So the Rambam says, you're not allowed to be married by Kesef Zav to put in his treasure house, to be Mizgoya with, to have Gaive, or to be Misnoya with. Misnoya means to use as an ornament. We have to understand what the Rambam is adding. How do we know that the Rambam, has the Rambam know that the Yisod Alav is Laharbos Lo, Mishum Lehizgo, so Lisnos Bo? Ech Rambam Yodei Atze. Az Nira'a Barur, Al Pi Amshech Dvrei Rambam Kan, Sefer HaMitzvot, Rambam Kotev, V'kvar B'yer HaKel Yitale, B'Katuv, Tam Shalosh Mitzvot Eilu, Ratzono Lomar, Lo Yarbe Lo Nashim, V'lo Yarbe Lo Susim, V'Kesef Ezev Lo Yarbe Lo, ובעבור שנודע טעם בסיבתם, הגיע בעבורם מהנטייה מהדת, מה שכבר התפרסם בסיפור שלמה המלך, עליו השלום. אז הרמב"ם אומר, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already explained in the pasuk, the reason for these three mitzvahs, לא יער בלו נשם, לא יער בלו סוסם, מכסף וזב לא יער בלו, in order that we should know their reason, because they make him veer from the path of Judaism, as we see from the story of King Solomon. So we see in the Rambam that even on the lav of Ribui Kesef and Zav, the Torah tells us the reason in the Torah. And Shlomo was Nichshal also in Ribui Kesef and Zav. We don't see this in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Amar Rav Yitzchak with Meimalo Nizgalu Tami Torah, Sherei Shtei Mikros Nizgalu Tami and Nichshal Vem Godol Ha'olam. Kosev Lo Yar V'lo Yinoshim, Amar Shlomo, etc. Kosev Lo Yar V'lo Susan, Amar Shlomo, Yar V'lo Ashuv. So, Gemara brings two psukim. The Torah tells us the reason, and then Shlomo HaMelech said, now I know the reason, I'm not going to be nichshol. I'm going to be marv and nashim, nothing's going to happen. I'm going to be marv and susim, nothing's going to happen. And it ended up that he stumbled. Bad stuff did result from that. As mevu'al, sherak b'ribui, we see from only that by ribui nashim and ribui susim, the reason was revealed, and Shlomo HaMelech was nichshol. It doesn't say that about Ribui Kesef Zav. However, in the Yerushalmi in our sugya, it says Amr of Ach, Amr of Shlomo, Shlosh Advarim Shishaskalayam Midas Adin, etc. So you see there in the Yerushalmi that he was nichshel also in ribui kesef bezav ein sham li yerushalmi in our sugya. V'chein ulehedya b'yalkut mishle amritar shloisha dvarim mitzdavu amalachim. And Rav Chaim Heller, Agoin Rav Chaim Heller, was already mitzayin. And his agos to the besamim rosh, shehebi lashon ha-gemara, shei shloisha dvarim nizgalu taimim. So there's such a girsa even in the Gemara. So it could be that the Rambam had that girsa in the Gemara also. Shloisha, not shnayim. Akoponim, say if the Rambam was goyres like this in our sugya, or say if not, but could be that he just got it from the Yerushalmi, but it's mavur lehedje b'dvarav, according to the Rambam, that even on the lab of ribui kesef v'zav, we say that the reason was revealed, that he shouldn't veer from the path, and Shlomo HaMelech, alav shalom, was nechshel. Now, lefi ha-pashtu shel ha-pasuk, eino mavuar tam, alav shel kesef v'zav lo yarbe, shel ribui susim katu v'lo yashu v'tam mitzrayma. So, in the pashtus of the pasuk, we don't see a reason for the lab of not being ma'ari kesef v'zav. When it talks about ribui susim, it says we don't want him to return the nation back to Mitzrayim. When it talks about nashim, it says lo yasur levavo. Mashen ken kesef v'zav ne'amar rak halav shel lo yarbe lo me'od. And that explains the nusach of our sugya, that in our sugya there's no reason given. It doesn't say he knew the reason of kesef and zav and he wasn't nichshel, because the reason wasn't given. So that stems nicely, and that dovetails nicely with our sugya. However, v'dasa Yerushalmi, which is Shitas HaRambam, like we said, we have to say like the Targum Yonason says, Shteyden Targum Yonason, v'kaspe v'davel lo yiskilei d'lo yisroimim libei l'chado v'yimroid be'eloko d'shmaya, gevaldik, that he shouldn't be married because of his zav, in order that he should not have an exalted heart and rebel against the God of the heavens. So you see lehedya, the reason of ribui kesef v'zav is alts merido. He's going to be moired b'Hashem. Yisroi meim libe, like it says lebil, like it says by Ksiva Sefer Torah, lebilti rum levavoi mei echov. His heart shouldn't be exalted. So Targum Yonason is learning that this is going on what it says earlier as well. That he shouldn't have an exalted heart. Also, that's why he shouldn't have too much money. And that's Diktuk Lashana, Lo Yisroi Meim Libe, Lebilti Rum Levavo Me'echav. That's going on what it says earlier, that's Pashat Bekavanas, Atargim Yainison, and Takad Meshechachm learns that way also, Lebilti Rum Levavo Me'echav, is referring to this ribui of Kesef Vizav, Vue'ir Al Devrea Targum Yainison, Ayin Sham, Vikvar Tzien Reprayim Helisham, Bagatola Devrea Zor Rakiam, it's Lasset Tzadiches. Zarukia says, "V'tam itzizukadei shlo yorum levavoy v'yizgoe." The lehedya, like the Targum Yonason, that it's out ribu, it's out hisraimus halev. Ve'al derech zu katov beforash b'chudishei Aran b'Sanhedrin she'ukshalo ma shelomdim nashim lumudei hadyotis, that hadyotis are allowed more than 18 wives. Imken b'loy desusim v'chein ami b'loy dezav v'kesef. So when it says lo about susim, and it says lo about kesef v'zav, that pas that lashon of lamed vav. So why don't we exclude hadyotis, as we talked about in previous year? And he answers that kesef and zav im yarbe lo yarum levavo. The guy's a lot of money; he's not necessarily going to have an exalted heart because he doesn't have any sarara. So one could argue with that answer. I'll go upon him. We see lehedya midvarov. One could ask, not argue. Not want to argue with the Ran. We see lehedya midivrei Ran that the reason of the lav of lo yarb is lo yarum levavo, because he says that the bekesef and zav he's not going to have his sroim mishalev. And so it would appear pashat according to everything we said. Shehein hein divrei Rambam. That's exactly pshat in the Rambam. The lo yarb lo kesef is zav lahan. The Rambam, the Shitas, and the Sefer HaMitzvos, that even the lav of ribui nashim is galatamo, and the tam is k'mashakas of a Targum Yonason, that he shouldn't have a sroim mishalev, he shouldn't have gaiva. So the Rambam is al derech a Targum Yonason, the other sources we mentioned shouldn't have gaiva halev. And so now we understand even better what we said earlier, that part of the ikar lav of lo, when it comes to ribui kesef v'zav, is even in the lav of ribui susim. Lav of ribui kesef v'zav as tam is because of layorim levava. So the pshitus, the whole etzem alav, is only shaykh if it's his own money. What gav are you going to have if it's not your money? So sof, you need a miut of love that he's allowed to give kedei aspanya, because sof, the Torah says don't have ribui kesef. So you might think that applies even to aspanya lo plug. So you say no, for aspanya to pay those salaries of the soldiers, he's allowed to have ribui kesef. So, but that's part and parcel of the parcel of the yikar lav. But part and parcel of the yikar lav is that he shouldn't have gaiva, and you just need a miut. All right, but don't think for aspanya it's not okay, because sof he has ribui kesef is up. So kamash malan. But even for Espana, that for Espana it's okay. But the Alkopanim, the Iker Yisod Alav, is for that it shouldn't be for himself, because it shouldn't bring him to Gaiva. Mashen came the Ribui Susim, but the problem there is he shouldn't bring the nation back to Mitzrayim, where they have a lot of Susim. So what's the difference if he has a lot of Susim Kadei Merkavto, it's a lot of Susim for Sus Loretz Lefano? So if you would have a, there we need a miut of lo, the teras miut, and kedei richbo parasha b'zaser. In other words, it's not part and parcel of the lo, isn't part and parcel of the ikar halav. The ikar halav is ribui susim, so you shouldn't go back to Mitzrayim. And then we have the lo, to exclude and tell you, but if it's not for him, then it's okay. That's a miut. It's the alfusa. It's an external limut. But when it comes to the kesef izav, it's mamish. It's only pashup shadis. It's for him because it's going to bring the gaiva. It's interesting, in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Shur ben Levi says, it can only be the salary for that year. The Rambam doesn't paskin that way, because the Rambam l'shitasa, that the Iker primary Isser is that it's low, it's for him, it's for his gaiva, and if it's for Aspanya, it's not going to be Isser, so he's not learning like he doesn't paskin like Rabbi Shur ben Levi l'shitasa, so he doesn't paskin like that Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi can learn that the, like it says here in the Bavli, that only ribui kesef is ribui susim and nashim, the reason's given, not ribui kesef is zav. And therefore, since there's no reason given for ribui kesef is zav, it's aser both in klali. And we just have a special miut being matur the aspanya, but only the aspanya of that year. But according to the Rambam, you don't have to say that. According to the Rambam, all Aspanya is mutter, no matter how much, because the reason for the pasuk is alts hisloim mishalev gaiva, and the male, if it's not for him, it's for the salary of the soldiers, then it's okay. So this is some insight into the Rambam, and of course there's a ton more to say. You know, today we're gifted Baruch Hashem with the Yitzhar HaChachma, not to mention Hebrew books. So when you have a sugya that you're learning and you do a search, I just happened to have in front of me the computer. I looked up Lo Yarbo Lo Susim, and I only found 6,462 mentions in 3,159 Svarim. So that can keep a year busy for a while. So that's Geschmack. And I also have Stam Divrei Torah that I get every week, and I get these Divrei Torah emails, these Chedushim people send me. So keeps a year busy. Baruch Hashem, keeps us out of trouble. So I want to thank everyone for listening, and hopefully... Nach zur vernichten der Perik, sehr. Shalom, shalom.